What's up, you guys? Brandon Lynette here. Tonight I'm at the point where I think I need to learn how to edit, okay? Because I was recording this really great podcast and then I fucked up big time. I fucked up hard and I had to start over. You guys, that is so tough. And if you have ever tried to do a podcast, I know you feel my pain. You're like, oh my God, that sucks. It was so great. It was so great. And I just had to start over because I don't edit. I just don't even have the capacity in my brain right now to learn and figure it out. Okay. That's the truth. So, what's the price of that? I take the long road. Okay. I take the long road, meaning I was here for 20 plus minutes recording and then I fucked up. I fucked up, you guys. Happy Thursday. Cheers to 201, episode 201. I'm super excited. I've already said this to myself, but I have to share it with you guys. Like, I'm feeling so good. Back to my microdosing schedule, back to just kind of 100% feeling like myself, getting into the habits that are going to carry me through to my goals, staying focused. I had a really bad week. I mean, I fell off the map, right? You guys know this. I disappeared. I had a bad fucking week. I didn't let it turn into a month, though. I calibrated, I reconfigured shit, I held myself accountable. Was 100% honest with myself. Okay. So I found the truth in what was going on. I learned my lessons. I'm carrying it forward with all that momentum. But how many times are we just like letting one moment of our day ruin our whole fucking day? Has that happened to you? Someone cuts you off and you're pissed all fucking day. Like, that's a waste of your life, man. It's a waste of your life. You get that text message that sets you off and you're sick to your stomach. That's happened a lot. And I have maintained, you guys, from a lot of practice. Okay. This is like going to the gym and lifting weights. It's something that I really worked on, is not letting those moments ruin my day. 100%. I'm like, this cannot, I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. And it doesn't. And I've learned that too, even with just like having a bad day. Everybody has bad days. Everybody. It's a part of life, but do we let that turn into a week, turn into a month, turn into a year? Yeah, that's usually what happens. I want to help you guys. So one of the things that we can work on in this moment with this conversation today is I want to talk about like just the ways that we're lying to ourselves, okay? The lies that we're telling ourselves, because it's keeping us in that victim state. It's keeping us in that spiral momentum. It's keeping us from moving the needle forward. We talked about that yesterday. I promise the lies that you're telling yourself are stopping you from everything. Oh my gosh, I almost messed this up again. I can't believe I just did that. So anyway, I just saved my ass from having to do a take three. We are just gonna jump right into this episode before I make this hole for myself a whole lot bigger. So I want to jump in and we're gonna talk about lies that we're telling ourselves. Okay, these are the things that are keeping us in that state of no momentum. We aren't getting things done. We're not moving forward. We just feel stuck all the time. We're not happy. We're frustrated. We're snapping at our kids. We're snapping at our husband. Like, we're just pissed. We're angry people. We're frustrated. And then we just don't even feel like getting out of bed anymore. That's what it comes down to. So let's talk about the lies you might want to stop telling yourself. Okay. And I get it. I'm telling you guys, we all do this. We all lie to ourselves. My husband and I are doing it right now. We had a bad week. I had a bad week. He had a bad week. Together, we had a really bad week. It just happened to be the same week. Okay. So, we lied and said that this last Monday we were going to get back to the gym. And by Wednesday, we still have not returned. Okay. So we kind of lied about that. We've held ourselves accountable where, you know, we know that we will feel better once we get there. So there's no point in even saying we're going to start Monday. It's a matter of like, we're just going to show up. We're going to do the damn thing. Okay. Maybe you were going to start your blog on January 1st and, you said 2023, but you really meant 2024. I don't know, because you still haven't done your blog, have you? Or maybe you're still blaming your parents for current financial mess, even though you haven't lived with your parents for 30 years. Okay. And maybe if we believe, if we only had a swimming pool, we'd finally be happy. Happiness would last forever. If we only won the lottery, happiness would last forever. These are all lies that we tell ourselves all the time. And the lies you tell yourself are the most damaging lies of all. Okay. I am a very proud person when it comes to being honest. I'm honest even when people don't want me to be honest. Okay. The only time I lie is when it comes to how much, you know, something cost at the store. I will leave the bags in the car overnight so my husband can never find out because he flips his shit. Okay. So that's always, I'm going to take that to the grave. I will take all the burden of all the things to the grave when it comes to money with my husband, because no matter what, I mean, we could have $1 million. And if I told him I spent, you know, $1,200 on a purse, he'd lose his fucking mind. So we're just going to keep some secrets. Okay. But I'm being serious. The lies that you're telling yourself, these ones are killing you. Okay. Maybe you're like, ooh, I'll be able to pay this off next month, so it's okay if I buy it right now. So you start using debt to purchase something. Okay. This is a serious matter and you can end up drowning really fast. It's easy to convince yourself that you're going to brown bag your lunch or you're going to sacrifice or you're going to work overtime or you're not going to go out for 30 days. But guess what? You'll never keep the promises. Nobody sticks to that. Okay. And the thing about debt is it has a tremendous potential to snowball. Okay. So that lie you tell yourself, like you're going to make it work out, you're full of shit. If you don't have the money now with what you're currently doing, you're not going to have it in 30 days. Okay. And if that's really the case, start saving it then. That money that you think you would spend every month on that, start putting that to the side before you actually commit to something that's going to cost you in the long run. Okay. Avoid using debt as much as possible. I know they're trying to say cash is dead, but cash is king, baby. So be able to pay something off in full before you take it out. Okay. Debt is stressful. We are digging ourselves out of our own fancy little holes there. Okay. So again, you're not going at this alone. Okay. Everything I talk about, we're doing it. The whole I'll start Monday. Are you doing that? Are you doing that right now with your diet? So you're like, okay, I'm going to start Monday. Today's Thursday. I'm going to binge this weekend and go crazy so I could start Monday. All of a sudden it's Monday and you don't start. But the weekend comes and you're like, all right, this is going to be my last binge weekend. And then I'm going to start Monday. Bitch, I live that life. Okay. I absolutely did. Every weekend ends up being a binge weekend and you never do anything to change the status of your health. Okay. I know you're sick and tired of being fat. Everybody is. It sucks when you can't breathe, when you tie your shoes. It sucks that you can't keep up with your kids. It sucks just being fat. You know, people are staring. You're self-conscious. You're not having a great time. When is the last time you truly smiled or even liked your reflection? And guess what? I know how you're feeling on the inside. You're not having a great time. You're lying to yourself. That body positivity, you're lying. You don't feel good. You don't feel healthy. You don't feel happy. You don't have any peace in your life. It's a constant battle with yourself every day you wake up. So fuck the lie. Okay. Stop lying to yourself about getting this done. Maybe Monday is not your day of choice. Maybe you're lying about some other day. Maybe you're waiting for the first of the month, or maybe you're one of those suckers who waits for the first of the year. That's bullshit. If it's worth doing it all, you're going to start doing it right now. That's it. When my husband and I decided to stop drinking, it was his whole thing was, okay, let me finish this alcohol. But we knew that wasn't going to be the case, right? Because there will always be more to replace that. So I literally watched that man dump wine down the sink. That's it. If it means that much to you, you'll do it right fucking now. So if that means you need to pause this and go get your fucking ding dongs and your Oreos and whatever it is that you're obsessed with and get that shit in the trash, get your gym membership, whatever it takes, do the thing now. Okay. And you dicks out there that are blaming your parents. Okay. I'm going to be the first to tell you that there is no doubt that some parents suck. Okay. They suck, but you have had plenty of opportunities to put your life back on track. I do not blame my parents for anything. Plus, I don't give them credit either. I'm doing this, but if you're not going to give people credit, you can't give them the blame either. So stop putting blame for your present on the past limits. Can I talk English today? Okay. Stop putting the blame for your present moments from the past limitations that you have had in your life, okay? And stop making that your block for the future. There's plenty you can do today to make your life better. And this whole thing, this is something that, it's something that Benjamin does, okay? And he's like, thinks he needs to have the things first. Well, if I have that, I would be happy. But I've watched him get several things that he's dreamed of in his life, and it didn't change anything in his life. It didn't change who he was or how happy he was, his mood. It didn't change anything. We say that to ourselves. If I just had blank, everything would be perfect. Once you have the money or the body or the job or whatever else it is you think you need to have a perfect life, you are going to find something else that you just have to have. You're never going to be satisfied. And there's always another thing waiting behind the thing you currently want. Okay. There's always something waiting behind the thing you want. I promise that you're going to want more. And he has finally grown through that and admitted it 100%. I feel like his vehicle should just be leased, because every 4 years he's going to want something new and different. That's it. That's just who he is. So why would we waste our time trying to commit financially to just keep getting in debt to make payments on something that he's going to lose money on, when we could just do a lease and he could guarantee to have that new car every 4 years, right? Make it make sense, you guys. It's not the things that are going to give you the perfect life. It's your perspective. It's your integrity. It's your core values. It's your habits. That is the shit that matters, okay? Not the money, not the cars, not the anything. It's not the things. And we're chasing the things. Society has trained us. We've been brainwashed. Chase the things, love the things, get distracted, get hooked on electronics, follow social media, make yourself sick. Make sure you get really, really fat and happy on all this nasty food we're feeding you. And then make sure you're having to take a bunch of medications and then some side effect medications to fix that. And then we just want to train you to be mindless idiots so you can be controlled, because pretty soon you're going to want nothing because you're so overwhelmed in the everything. Don't drown in the everything. Get back to just you. You and your maker, your family, your reflection in the mirror, who you are, your integrity, your essence. You are beautiful. You are whole. You are perfect. You have to embrace that. Stop trying to get the things, okay? I coach women that made millions of dollars a year. And guess what? They weren't any happier than the girls that were making $1,000 a month that I coached. No difference. They all had the same problems. It's just some had bigger problems because they had more money. That was it. That was it. I'm not saying money's not important, because it is, but it's not what makes you happy, okay? It can just be a bonus. And you don't make this whole case with God. Like, God, if you just give me this, I'll be happy. When you give me this, I'll do this. When you give me that, I'll be this. That's not how life works, okay? And even if you're looking at, you know, the law of attraction, the state of energy in our universe, it is never a bargain of like, give me this and I'll do that. No, you just show up happy and you're going to attract happy. That's it. We magnetize to those things. Magnetizing to these things is just stepping into that faith of knowing that all of this is promised to you anyway. You just have to be open to it. Stop lying to yourself, because if you had that Corvette, your life would not be perfect. Absolutely not. Okay. It wouldn't be. And if you had the perfect man, bitch, everywhere you go, there you are. You have had problems in every relationship. It's just time for you to take that responsibility, because there is no perfect man. What if you have this really great man here, but you're so busy worried about how perfect it could be and everything would be perfect if you just had someone different? No, because everywhere you go, there you are. There you are. And here's a lie that a lot of people tell themselves. I'm different from everyone else. Here's the thing. A lot of people believe that there's something wrong with them, okay? And everyone's looking for that. They're looking for that because then that gives them an out. If you get a label, if you can find out something that's wrong with you, you have an out, right? It's not just something wrong with them. It's something uniquely wrong with them. That's the lie we're holding on to, okay? But let me tell you the truth. Everyone is unique, but the similarities between people are far greater than the differences, okay? You're not that different. And you think it's your experience that makes you different. It's not, okay? There is nothing wrong with you that can't be managed. None of it, okay? None of it. And I know you're coming up with the excuses, but like, Brandon, this, and this. No, I know a lot of people that have this and this, and they're not using that as an excuse. You're looking for the reasons to stay stuck. And if you could just flip that switch in your brain, thank God for microdosing, because it flips a switch for me every time I'm in that space. Flip the switch and understand that your struggle doesn't make you special. You don't need a label. Start looking, flip the switch and start looking for all the reasons why you deserve the great things, why you want to move forward on your goals. Your brain's always going to find the truth. And everything you see, feel, say, all of it, everything you desire, your brain will tell you the truth. Whatever you're looking for, you're always going to find it 100%. And this is another great one. It's too late for me. I hear this so many times. And this is people that are only like 20 years older than me. Bitch, what is the point? Like, if you're cashing in at 60 years old, what is the point? You're just going to sit on the couch for the next 40 years and what? And what? It's not too late for you. It's not too late for a lot of things. Is it too late for some things? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What could it be too late for? I don't know. I'm sure there's something you can find, but it's not too late for a lot of things, okay? And waiting longer than you should have makes a lot of things, it makes everything just less convenient, but that's not the same as being too late, okay? It just means you're going to have to work harder or endure more inconvenience. That's it. There is a penalty for waiting. Absolutely. So stop procrastinating. But the penalty of regret is way worse than the penalty of being late, okay? Another thing that a lot of people say is the timing isn't right. The timing is never right and it's never going to be right. So the point is, if you have a thought, if you have something pressed upon you, do it now while you can. Every day that you wait is another day of delay. You're not going to live forever. And life never follows your plans anyway. That's 100%. I promise you that. Just do it. We lie to ourselves to make ourselves feel better, okay? Telling ourselves that we're going to start losing weight on the first of the month, that's going to put your mind at ease and it's going to allow you to eat poorly until you start, 100%. We blame everybody else for our challenges so we can convince ourselves that it's not your fault. But guess what? You know Brandon Lynette's going to tell the truth. This is your fucking fault. All of it. Your marriage is shit. Your fault. Your relationship with your kids is bad. Your fault. Your relationship with your parents is bad. Your fault. You're not making money at your job. Your fault. Not feeling good. Your fault. Fat. Your fault. I can go on all day. It is your fault. Today is the day that you get to make a choice to make a change in your life. You change the things you can control. How do you do that? You are not stuck where you are. You are not obligated to be anything in this moment. Fix your shit. Get your shit together. I love you, but fuck, man. How long are you going to keep putting this off? How long are you going to be the victim? That's it. It's over. You're done lying to yourself. This is the worst person you could lie to is yourself. The lies you tell yourself, they're just going to make you your own worst enemy, and it's going to stop you from making any progress in your life. And I'm going to ask you right now, what the fuck is the point? What is the point? Aren't you tired of making up excuses and reaching for some kind of fucking label to keep you miserable? Aren't you tired of that? There's no such thing as an easy path. You're going to suffer either fucking way because that's life. Life's going to smack a dick in your face. It happens. Get the fuck over it. You get to choose. You get to create what comes next. Start taking responsibility for that. Fucking do something for yourself. Yeah, that excuse you're thinking of, I'm holding up my finger right now because this stuff, it does piss me off. It pisses me off. Watching so many people just waste away and think that, what, you think you're special? Let's go back up to that. You think you're special because you don't have joy in your life? You're not. There's a lot of people that are like you, okay? You're not broken. You are whole and you are absolutely capable of taking responsibility for your shit and making change, okay? Go get my books. You can pick it up on Audible even. onceuponatimebitches.com. They're on Amazon and Fuck Luck Bitches. I mean, those are both great handbooks to just get your shit together, okay? I love you guys. And, I know I was a little abrasive and that's okay because I, you know, if I could, I would just slap the shit out of you because that's what you need at this point. Like, get your shit together, okay? You have no reason to not wake up and want tomorrow to be the best day ever and to have all of your intention to see how God has worked everything out in your favor. Every single thing happening has worked out in your favor somehow. Learn the lesson. Oh, but Brandon, I was so hurt. Yeah, learn your lesson. Build a bridge. Get over it. No one is obligated to do anything for you or to be anything for you any more than you are obligated to be or do anything for anyone else. So why not take responsibility for your happiness and fucking go with that? Run, bitch. Run. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.